Eden Lopucky's debut novel, California, officially comes out tomorrow, but pre-orders have been skyrocketing. Our critic wonders if the hype is deserved. Here's what happened. After Amazon stopped pre-orders and delayed shipments on many books from the publisher Hachette, including TV host Stephen Colbert's, he decided to take a stand.
So I did this not just for me, but for first-time novelists like Eden Lopucky, whose Hachette book, California, could not be pre-ordered on Amazon. Death sentence to a new book. So I asked you to go to ColbertNation.com and pre-order California from Powell's Books. And Nation, I'm proud to say you pre-ordered just as I pre-ordered you to do.
A critic, Ella Alfrey, says while supporting young writers is admirable, the book isn't worthy of the attention.
In most post-apocalypse novels, the end of civilization is brought about by disaster, a terrorist attack, alien invasion, zombies, a plague, take your pick. But this book is about a gradual decline. Freak weather, a shortage of gas, a depressed economy and a failing federal government. All of these things combine to wear down the U.S., and society ends not with a bang, but with a whimper. We're in California. Frida and her husband Calvin have escaped the dangers of Los Angeles and are now living a frugal but content existence isolated in the wilderness. Frida names this their afterlife. Days spent foraging, gardening and hunting. Surviving, but only just. The struggle to make a life in a drastically altered world is at the heart of any good post-apocalypse story. It allows the writer to focus on important themes, tackle issues in a way that feels fresh and new. Unfortunately, Frida and Cal are so emotionally immature that their trivial domestic spats and misunderstandings do little to endear them to the reader. In the early pages of the book, Frida discovers she's pregnant. She persuades Cal that they'll have to make changes for the sake of their baby. So they leave their little patch of Eden and walk for 2 days until they reach the land. It's a settlement built around what was once a Wild West heritage village. For a time, it seems they may have found a home in this community. But of course it's not to be. Things are not stable on the land, and the young couple find themselves tied up in an ideological battle that may well tear the community apart. My trouble with this book was not its failure to live up to the conventions of the genre. Any good story can get away with breaking the rules. But I was disappointed that the characters remained thin, and there are disclosures that are just too convenient. There's a resurrection of sorts, and the revelation of several secrets, including what seemed to me a wildly incoherent master plan. Genre fiction can be a powerful prism that allows us to examine society. But while many of the elements were here, for me, California never felt like a believable future.
The book by Eden Lopucky is called California. It was reviewed by critic Ella Alfrey.